You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
This episode of On Brand is brought to you by my new book, Brand Now, How to Stand Out in a Crowded, Distracted World. Many former On Brand guests are already raving about Brand Now. Jay Baer calls it the quintessential guide to modern branding. Stacey Grissom of BarkBox says Brand Now provides practical tools and a helpful framework for building a brand both online and off. Learn more, get special extras and additional resources at brandnowbook.com.
Welcome to On Brand, a podcast for brand builders by brand builders. Here's your host, Nick Westergaard of Brand Driven Digital.
Hey, brand builders, have we got a show for you? This week's guest is Amber Williams. Amber is a passionate brand strategist and the founder of brand storytelling agency Punky Flair. Amber is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs grow their businesses authentically through story. She spent 7 years in the corporate world crafting marketing strategies for mega brands like Armani Exchange, Volkswagen, and the United States Olympic Committee, just to find out that the success of any brand is all about how well you can package up your purpose into a story that speaks to your audience. It's that simple. Amber feels to grow your business, you have to do this one thing: start storytelling. Amber, let's get started storytelling this week here on Brand. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and chat about this thing I love called story.
I know, and I'm excited to chat a bit about that too. Story is interesting. I feel like it's one of those things that we hear about a lot.
Yeah.
And many listeners might say, oh, it's that story thing again. And I think sometimes it can get a little obtuse for folks in a business setting. Does this mean I'm telling stories like when I'm tucking my kids in at night, or how do I make this story work for me and my business?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that brand story right now is a huge buzzword, right? It's everywhere. And it's so interesting how different people define it. And I always try to tell, you know, my clients and other startups that, you know, I'm advising that a brand story is not just a story about yourself. That is called a story. A brand story is a story that explains who you are, why you exist, and why your customers should care enough to buy from you. If you have a brand story and it doesn't explain that, it's not a brand story at all. It's just a story. And brand stories are what sell, right? Not just stories.
Yeah.
So super duper popular right now, just amongst especially the startup community. I've seen it firsthand. Everyone kind of trying to craft this brand story.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because you talk about, I mean, the startup angle is an interesting one for a lot of reasons. And I think there you think about pitching. So how does a story drive your pitch or work with your pitch, or what's the hierarchy there?
Yeah, absolutely. So story, you know, when you are first starting a business, story should come first, right? Because a brand story is going to essentially give you that total positioning for your business, right? So your story should keep that star character at the center of it, which is your customer. And if you take the time to really get to know who your customer is, or if you're just getting started and you make a really educated guess or hypothesis, right, with an avatar, then you would build your entire story around that person and how you want to help guide that person to their solution, right? So all of your messaging should reflect your position as a brand in your customer's life. And so everything from your pitch to your brand statement, your brand promise, even your brand personality, it's all weaved into this story that you are telling from a narrative standpoint to your customer. So when you do pitch, it's almost as if you're pitching from the standpoint of your customer's journey, right? And telling that story of how they're overcoming their challenges by experiencing your brand. So it's a critical, critical first step in any brand creation, especially for a startup.
So is there, we have the distinction of stories and brand stories, and you just described the role that they play throughout all of the messaging. Is there a formula for arriving at your brand's core story?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, well, my formula at Punky Flare is called Storycraft, and Storycraft is a narrative approach to storytelling, and it is based in psychology, and it begins with customer insights. And so we always take the time to really dive deep into, you know, our customer's perspective, their preferences, their personality, and really going beyond that surface level, Nick. You know, a lot of people stop at, you know, demographics or age or income or what they may like to do or things like that. But we go really, really, really deep, all the way down into their deepest fears, their deepest desires, how they see the world, their philosophies on the problems that they're having, what should or should not be, right, when it comes to that product category. So we start there, and we then start to build the brand around this person. And so if this is our star character, well, what role does the brand play in their life story, right? And then what kind of theme based on that relationship does this story have? What kind of tone does the expression of this story have, right? So, you know, every great novel or every great movie has some sort of tone. It's either funny, it's a drama filled, you know, there's highs and lows, but there is a resounding theme throughout any story. And your brand story should be no different. So we go on to figure out what that tone is, and then what the narrative expression is between the brand and the customer and the customer and the brand. So now how are we articulating our role in our customer's life? How are we, you know, infusing personality into our brand story to make sure that that theme and tone are coming across in our expression? So yeah, we absolutely have a formula, and it starts with the customer, the star character, and it ends with the brand promise or the moral of the story.
I love that positioning of starting with the star character, the customer, and ending with the brand promise, because I feel like we've got us branding people have all sorts of labels for things. And I think sometimes it's not always clear how they go together. And, you know, your brand promise, I think, is an important aspect, an important moral of the story, as you just said. But, I mean, it's literally in that phrase that we've said, even outside of the realm of business, and the moral of the story is. And so to me, that's a huge light bulb, a couple of big dots connecting there with the moral of the story being your brand promise, and that kind of closing the loop on all of that. Is there a go-to example that you have of, you know, who does this really well? Let me illustrate with Brand X.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I have so many brand promise examples, and they're all kind of formatted differently. But I would say one of my all-time favorites is Apple's, right? Apple's brand promise, if you take a look at this mega brand, right? Huge, always on the top, you know, 100 most recognizable brands list, always, you know, most innovative companies. They're always at the top of every brand list you can think of. Their technology is innovative, right? They have a cult customer community. Apple's huge, right? I don't have to tell any brand person that. And it's interesting how they synthesize their entire story into two words: think different. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I love a brand promise or a moral of a brand story that does not get specific about their products. It does not get specific about their features or their benefits. It is really something that expresses the whole point of why they're here and what they're in business to do. And that's what Apple is in business to do, to get people to think differently, not just about their technology, but about themselves. Like, I don't know about you, but when I first got a Mac, oh my gosh, I felt like one of those creative, geeky kids that could do anything, right? It just made me think differently about myself and about how this product could empower who I already was. So that's definitely one of my favorite ones.
I think they're a great example for that reason too. And again, I think the push, because I think where our brains go right away is that moral that is very much connected to products and services. Instead of something that's really an ethos, a thought there.
Exactly. And the power in having a strong, brand promise or strong moral to your story is that you can still innovate and be on brand, right? Like, your brand can grow and transcend different product categories or different industries, and you can still be on brand and true to your story.
So one question I have is, what form — this might be getting too concrete — but what form does your finished story have, take? Is it something that you can reference? Is it something that yes.
I think I know what you're saying.
What's the takeaway? So that, because I think it's probably valuable for others at your organization to understand what your story is. How do you get that to them? Is maybe a better way of phrasing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I work with my clients through our StoryCraft process, the key output is the narrative, how you tell the story, right? So what's the point of having an amazing brand story that you have not articulated, or that the people who you want to reach are not hearing it? And so there's these four questions that I always say that through your story, every brand must answer. And this is the output of StoryCraft. And those four questions are: why do you exist? As a brand, what is your mission? Why do you exist? Why are you here? Number two is, what do you have to offer and for whom, right? So what are you offering? Who are you trying to reach? And I always encourage people to be very direct and unapologetic about who that who is, right? I just love it when I see a brand who's just trying to reach the whole world, right? And then they wonder why they're not making a dime. So that's the second question. What do you have to offer and who is it for? The third question is, what do you believe? So, a lot of times in storytelling, people leave out this core value piece. And so you can have a very strong mission. You can have, amazing products. You can know exactly who your customers are, but your values and beliefs are a core part of your story that can really tip the purchase decision when you find someone who is selling the exact same thing, right? You and I know that, anyone can duplicate your products or services tomorrow. But if you have values or beliefs that really resonate with the life story of your customer, you can really, really tip that purchasing decision and get people to buy into your brand, right? Not just buy those services. So really, really important narrative pieces of your brand story. And that is essentially the output. And that last piece was what we already talked about, that promise. What's the moral of your story? What are you vowing to always do, right? In this lifetime, in this business, what can people always look to you to do? So that's output.
Okay, so those are things that I can understand, that I can share internally. So that's incredibly useful. You know, you talked about what do you believe, and I think that's, you know, I think there are ways where we fall short in all four of those prompts. Your point about specificity, about trying to sell to everyone, is a classic. But I think the one we avoid or just choose not to think about, or worse, think it's unimportant, is that point about what do you believe? And I feel like when we do hear about this, it usually gets framed almost exclusively in the millennials care about. And I push back on that a bit, because I think that's the history of brands before millennials were of shopping age. I mean, take Apple that you just brought up. I mean, it's about so much more than that, and it's not the logical product to buy, but it's something that you believe in, that you want to be a part of. So that third question, I'm just reinforcing for folks listening, is really one to not just quickly gloss over, because a lot of times that's the difference between you and everybody else selling what is a very similar widget.
Exactly. The exact same thing. And Nick, if we could just go back a second, the last piece I neglected to mention this, is what does success look like? And so, you know, as you know, any great story has a happy ending for that star character, right? And or any story that we want to remember has a happy ending, right?
Yeah.
And so it's really important that as you're telling your story, you clearly articulate to the customer, how is their life going to be made better? Like, how are their deepest fears now not going to be fearful? How is, you know, what emotional impact are they going to have after they buy your products or experience your service? So that's another key part of the narrative. And a lot of times you see that being expressed through that brand promise.
Well, I that's a great point, because I think the other thing that is these questions, someone listening could write them down and say, great, we'll go tackle those over lunch. And these are not small questions. They sound, and I think that it's they could sound simple. They could sound easy, but they're really anything but.
They are. It takes a lot of time just to really think about what you want to stand for, you know, and what story you want to tell in this business world. And so they sound simple, you're right, but they definitely require a tremendous amount of thought and a tremendous amount of just looking inward to see what your true purpose is as an entrepreneur or as a business.
So how does your story inform all of your brand touch points? How is that something that can be referenced in all of these different outputs that we have today, all these different touch points that customers are encountering, and sometimes they're encountering out of order too?
I definitely agree with that. So, I mean, in today's day and age, oh my goodness, we have 1,000 touch points. I mean, there's more social media channels than I can count now. And, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities on your website to do cool stuff. But I would say the key to brand storytelling success is to be consistent. And so in addition to making sure that you say the same things everywhere, it's important to make sure that your communication as it's being expressed verbally or visually, or even where you choose to express it, makes sense and is on story. So if we go back to storycraft and think about, you know, the tone of your story, if you have an upbeat or quirky or funny tone to your brand, your imagery should be quirky, fun, and upbeat, right? People should be smiling or jumping or doing something that expresses that story, how that customer might be acting or how they might look in your story. You know, another thing is when people choose their colors, Nick. I see so many times when, you know, new entrepreneurs, they pick a color palette that they like. You know, it's like all their favorite colors, or right. they design a logo that, you know, they think is really cute. Their mom likes it. But you really have to consider, again, who's that star character?
Yeah.
What colors express their feelings about this product or service, or their feelings about the success that your brand is going to help them achieve? And, you know, that's something that has to be taken in consideration when you express this story. So it's not just verbal, right? It's everything, even the channels that you choose to be on. You know, a lot of times we throw around the term, is it on brand? Is it on brand? I always say, is it on story for us to be on Snapchat? Or is it on story for us to be on Twitter? And so, you know, we have to consider what channels our star character is on. And then we have to make sure that those questions that we've spent the time to answer are being answered in the right places, right? In the right channels. So if you take a look at your website, I feel like every website should have their brand promise plastered on that hero image above the fold, right? As soon as someone encounters your brand, what are you promising them? You know, so I think it's just, it's a matter of placement, and it's a matter of strategic expression as to where you're going to be and what you're going to say where.
That is, that's fascinating. I love the idea of being on story here as someone that talks about on brand all week, mm-hmm. week in and week out. At first, I was like, wait, that's not how this phrase goes. But I think story consistency is another level of that, too, and one that many probably aren't missing because they don't know what their core story is as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think getting at that has to be key. You know, I realize, speaking of all of these stories that that organizations, brands have, that individuals have stories as well. And I have to ask, this theoretically would have been most hosts' early warm-up questions. Tell me about the name Punky Flair.
Yes,
tell me the story there.
So I was looking for a way to express the types of clients I wanted to work with and the approach that I was taking in my business to branding. And at the time, I didn't know it was brand story. I was just storytelling because that's what I knew how to do. Mm-hmm. And I was just taking into consideration the output that I would have, you know, on the businesses that chose to work with me. And so, you know, I remember earlier in my career how my former bosses would always use the word flair with me. Mm-hmm. And I had a blonde mohawk at the time. And I was like, well, I'm kind of funky, you know, and my clients are kind of creative and funky and want something different, you know, when it comes to their expression or their branding. But Funky Flair just wasn't really rolling off the tongue right. And so I was like, well, let me flip it around. I was sitting down with my husband. He was like, what about a P instead of an F? Punky Flair. I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's it. And there is not a soul in the world that has that trademark. So that was actually easy for me to come up with.
Well, I think it's also interesting just in thinking of, we talk about the organizational brands, I think the personal brands too, and being able to know what your story is incredibly valuable. I mean, mm-hmm. if you are a business, as folks like you and I are, but I also think if, you know, even if it is not a packaged and, I don't want to say delivered because it's still delivered, but a formally packaged personal brand, I think it's mm-hmm. still important to know what your story is as an individual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you still play a role in this brand story. You may not be the star character, but you still play a significant role in the story. And so it's crucial that you understand who you are and what you stand for. And if you're just starting off, your personal beliefs, believe it or not, are going to bleed over, you know, into your brand's values and beliefs. So, yeah, super important to know who you are.
Well, speaking of stars and your stars being your customer, a star feature on this podcast is sharing brands that have made us smile recently. So as we start to wrap up, Amber, what is a brand that has made you smile recently?
Oh, I love that question. Okay. So I would have to say Third Love. I don't know if you've heard of them, but Third Love is a bra and underwear e-commerce brand. And every time I talk about brand storytelling, I always go to them as a best practice because they do a phenomenal job of brand storytelling and answering these four questions flawlessly, right? And, you know, their brand promise used to be plastered on their homepage. It used to be love the way you feel under each and every look. And, you know, if you didn't know anything else about this company, you knew that that was going to be the success state after you experienced these products, right? And then, you know, you'd go down and see the rest of the narrative. Well, recently, Third Love updated its statement, and I love it. Oh, my gosh, I love it, love it, love it so much. If you go to thirdlove.com, it says to each her own. And it's so simple. It's just four words. I love a brand promise that's like 3 to 5 words. But it has almost a triple meaning to this brand statement. And instead of a static photo, they have this visual, this video that explains who the each is. And just saying her own, you know, it ties into their customization features. It ties into, you know, the product and how they're solving that and what solution they're talking about. I just love it, love it, love it. It made me smile the other day when I saw, because I'm crazy, I stalk these brands' websites all the time. And when I saw that they had updated it, I was like, oh my gosh, it's even more perfect than the last one. So that one has made me smile.
I love that example, and actually, you asked if I've heard of it, and I had not until a couple of days ago, and I saw Sean Johnson, who is an Olympic gymnast from Iowa, my home state. I saw her in an Instagram promotion doing what I assume was an influencer post for them. So it wasn't a brand that I've heard of, but now I want to learn more about, and that sounds like a great example of a story and also of an archetype, because to each their own is a saying that many of us use, and when you can adapt something that people are already saying, you bring kind of the awareness of all of that through with you. So I love when you can kind of take something and bend it and make it your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And make it, you know, not just cool and catchy, but make it resonate, you know, with your star character. And I think that's why I love it so much, because they really, really hit the money here. Like, it resonates, it clicks. So great brand storyteller there.
Love it. Amber, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So you can check me out at punkyflair.com, P-U-N-K-Y-F-L-A-I-R. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. Those channels were on story for me at Punky Flair. And you can check out, you know, more about me. You can learn about some of my clients. I also have a brand story mentorship program that I have just launched. So any new entrepreneurs looking to really answer these questions the right way, I am looking to be their mentor. So you can find all about that on my site.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes. Amber, thank you for joining us on Story. On Brand.
Thank you for having me, Nick. Thank you, everyone out there, for listening.
And before we go, I always like to flip the microphone around to our community. Recently, Marty Neumeier gave us a shout on Twitter for his recent episode here talking about his new book. Marty, thanks for the shout. And a reminder, if you heard something on this episode or another, or if you have a question you'd like one of our guests to answer, let me know using the hashtag OnBrandPodcast, and you may just hear your thoughts right here on the show. OnBrand is a production of Brand Driven Digital, helping complex organizations simplify their branding and marketing to unlock growth. More, including the links we discussed on this episode, at branddrivendigital.com. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Speaking of iTunes, if you like what you're hearing, head over there, give us a quick rating and review, help others find the show. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
Welcome to On Brand, a podcast for brand builders by brand builders. Here's your host, Nick Westergaard of Brand Driven Digital.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.